Just one halakha in the laws of Milah. The Gemara on Shabbat discusses a child that Chas v'Shalom is sick, and therefore they cannot do the Brit Milah on the eighth day. The halakha says that even after the child gets healthy, you still need to wait an additional 7 days before you do the Brit Milah. Which you don't do the Brit Milah immediately on the day that the child recovers. There is a question in the Gemara, are those 7 days, 7 24-hour intervals from the moment the child got healed, meaning let's say he healed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so you start counting from 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 24-hour intervals, and then at 2 o'clock after the 7th day, you do a Brit Milah, or does it mean 7 days, meaning you can count even part days, which means even let's say that day that he got better at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's considered already day 1. Halakha says that we are indeed strict on this, and you have to wait 7 full intervals from the time that he healed. That means you would not be able to do the Milah until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, for example, in our case, till after 7 intervals had passed. So there is a question regarding naming the child in such a situation. There are two schools of thought on this. Do you name the child before the Brit Milah in order that you be able to pray for the child? Because now already you're not doing the Brit Milah on the eighth day. It's already going to be, let's say, 2 weeks later. So some say, name the child now, go up to the Sefer Torah, give the baby a name, so now at least you can pray for the child that he gets better. That's one school of thought. However, the opinion of the sword, of those that follow the Kabbalistic teachings, it seems that it's still better not to name the child until the actual circumcision itself. And in the interim, you just pray, Tinok Ben, the mother. You refer to the child as Tinok. Now, regarding what type of sicknesses a milah is postponed, so the halakha talks, for example, if a child is suffering from a fever over 100 degrees, so then already that's considered a sickness, that even after the fever breaks, you would have to wait 7 full days. But what we have today, which is quite common, where the child has a little jaundice, and that usually goes away. They have the bilirubin count that is the monitor, the barometer that's used to judge exactly how high it is. But usually if the doctor sees that it is going down and the child is gaining back his color, that is not considered a sickness where you would delay the Brit Milah. Of course, if the child is excessively yellow, then already one would refer to the mohel to exactly know if they circumcise or not. However, such a situation does not need 7 full days. Usually we talk only about where the child has fever, or you needed to do, let's say, a blood transfusion on the child, things like that. Then already one waits 7 complete days.